Good evening. Good evening, everyone, and you are now tuned in to the Monday night 8:30 weekly Avon Motivational Call, and I'm just so happy to see so many of you tuning in each week, whether you're calling in, or I know that some of you are on the internet, on your computers, and I'd just like to welcome each and every one of you, and just to thank you for, you know, taking the time to keep yourself abreast of what's going on in terms of Avon, motivating yourself so that hopefully you'll be able to motivate your team as well. And for those of you who've seen the, either the email blast or have gotten the information through text, or you received information through Facebook or Twitter, you know that today's topic is teamwork makes the dream work. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Teamwork makes the dream work. And I know, you know, I'm in leadership, and I know so many people here are listening on the line is also in leadership. And if you're not in leadership, I know that maybe you are inspiring to become a leadership, because you know that once you're a leader, that's where the big money is. But I think that for those people who are not in leadership and just, you know, you're just like on the fence, you know, we're all connected, you know, in this Avon business. We really are, and what I do affects my upline, and what people in my downline does affects me, and what I do affects my downline as well. So we're all interconnected. So with that being said, you know, we have each one of us, you know, and people who are listening to the call from all over. So, you know, and everyone has a district manager who is responsible for your particular territory in which you operate your Avon business. And with that, your district managers are responsible for holding sales meetings and leadership meetings, and they also host new recruit meetings. And now we, in our district, we started doing the, you know, introducing our Avon business to the community. But with that, you know, if you have a team, and, you know, as a leader, you go down three generations deep, and you really go beyond that because you want to have that third person, you know, build their business also three generations deep as well. You should also start hosting your own meetings, little side meetings. You know, if you feel like you're overwhelmed, you know, with life activities or with Avon meetings, maybe you're not going to have maybe a once a month, maybe once every other month. But you should think about hosting your own team meeting. And when you have your home team meeting, you know, it becomes more personalized. You know, you feel like a unit, a group, and you're working towards the same goal. And generally, when you have a team, you know, you're pretty much at the same start date. You know, you're not that far away from the time that you have started selling Avon. So, you know, with that being said, you want to make sure that, you know, you have your little own meetings on the side. And one of the things you can prepare, Avon is just absolutely a wonderful, phenomenal company, as we all know. And Avon provides us with a lot of tools which we can use in order to host a meeting. You may want at this time take a piece of paper out, because I'm going to give you, you know, every week I give you a book of the week, but today I'm going to give you several books, and these books are Avon books. So I'm going to give everybody a few minutes to get a piece of paper and a pen while I list the different Avon books. Book number one is called Say Hello to a New Tomorrow. Now, each and every one of us has that book, because that book comes in your first kit. You get two books. If you remember, when you first start out with Avon, you receive two books. The first book said, Say Hello to a New Tomorrow. And the second book that I would like to give suggest is An Icebreaker, which could be an Avon fun quiz. The next one, I'm sorry. That's not the correct book. The next book is Build a Beauty Business. Build a Beautiful Business. That's what it's called, book two. Build a Beautiful Business.
The next one is Realize a Promising Future, Book 3. I'll say it again, Realize a Promising Future, Book 3. The next book is Explore Your Full Potential. Explore Your Full Potential, and that's Book 4. Then there's some leadership books, and they are Build a Fabulous Foundation, which is Book 1. That's Build a Fabulous Foundation. And then you have Establishing a Winning Team, that's Book 2. Establishing a Winning Team. The next book is Strengthening Your Team's Performance. Strengthening Your Team's Performance, that's Book 3. Gaining Momentum with Your Team is Book 4. Gaining Momentum with Your Team, Book 4. And I'm going to give you now just an outline which I like to use when I have meetings of any type. One, you want to start out with some kind of an icebreaker. You want to, you know, maybe play a little game, have a little fun quiz about, you know, things that, you know, when, like how many years they've all been in business, or something that, you know, don't put pressure on people, but, you know, people feel like they can participate. And you can go to the dollar store or something like that, or a party store, and get some really very, very inexpensive items, and you give them as little treats or little prizes to people. And then, you know, you want to have a knowledge-building segment in your meeting, where you would teach your team how to build their business. You know, it could be, you know, how to use the internet effectively, excuse me, or how to send out text messages, something to help them build their business. The next thing you want to do with your team is you want to have product knowledge. And if you go to youravon.com and look under leadership, I'm sorry, you know, to go under avon.com and look under training, you will see a section which has all these great, wonderful videos. And, you know, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You can take one of those topics in there. They have a wonderful segment on skincare. You can take that. And that could be the workshop topic for that particular day. When new products come out, or when you look at your What's New book, in the back, there are great information. Just don't assume that your team members are actually reading these books. Take these books and use these as part of your meeting. So, and then after your meeting, you may want to do recognition. And what you want to do, you may wish to formulate some kind of a contest for your little team. You know, I'm pushing the 368 club, so 389 club, so that the people on my team can strive, that's their goal, to sell at least $389 worth of Avon products each campaign minimum, and then that will guarantee them become President's Club. You know, you can do things like that. And when people achieve whatever goals you set up for your team, then you should reward them. You can print out certificates. You can make your own certificate. If you have Windows, any Windows product by Microsoft, you look in your publisher, there's a program in there for certificates. So, you know, you may want to do that and print it out. And people just, you know, just feel good. It's a warm and fuzzy feel-good situation, and it helps motivate your team when you have, you know, recognition like that. In addition to that, you want, in addition to your meeting, before you conclude your meeting, you should have a plan to get together. Whether you're going to work on a project together, whether you're going to work on an event together, or whether simply you're just going to set up another contest. But you should never leave your team just empty and they just leave. You should always have something to look forward to for the next meeting. And then the next thing you want to do with your team, you may wish to set up a separate meeting to have workshops where your team will learn how to make gift baskets, you know, because, you know, Mother's Day is coming up in May. Easter's coming up in a couple of weeks. For those people who observe the Jewish holiday, and you have, you know, the Passover, you know, you may wish to make baskets. And Father's Day is coming, and graduations and weddings, and with weddings come showers. So you want to start making baskets. You may want to have a basket-making workshop with your team. You may want to, you know, that the summer is coming. People may think about doing vending. You may want to do how to set up a vending table and have, you know, have a couple of tables. It could be like coffee tables or whatever, and have them decorate them, and so they, so people can get an idea what kind of thing to put on a table when it's an event. So these are some great ideas, and you don't, and if you don't, you yourself do not know how to make a gift basket, or you or yourself don't know how to set up a vending table, YouTube is absolutely a phenomenal, phenomenal tool, and I would suggest go to YouTube. Google basket making, and you'll be amazed. They'll have step-by-step procedure on how to make a basket. So, you know, these are the type of things, the fun kind of things you can have with your team. And then also what you should do with your team is that you should also have, you know, maybe a girls' night out. Maybe you and your team members will go out and, you know, have drinks and could be, you know, Coca-Cola and some appetizers at your local deli or whatever. You know, you should go, you see, people play together and work together, you know, really create a fantastic and wonderful bond. So you should really do some nicey-nicey things with the people on your team. And in addition to that, when people join your team, you should encourage the members of your team to buy the Avon T-shirt, the same Avon T-shirt. So if you go to avonwear.com, that's Avon, W-E-A-R.com, that's Avon, W-E-A-R.com, you know, encourage your team members to buy the same T-shirt. This way when you all can go out as a team and have the same uniform look. And I'm talking about going out maybe to networking events. You may have a local chamber of commerce who may have, I know in our area we have a breakfast every once a month. You may want to do that, and everybody wears the Avon shirts to that and from that event. You may wish to do things, you know, at the streets. Every community has a street fair or a block party. You know, you get your team members together and you're all dressed with, you know, your Avon T-shirts or buttons, and you go out and you, you know, you go out and you greet and meet people and give out your literature and give out your Avon books. And you know, we're Avon representatives and we are in business, and we are, no matter where our business is located, we are a part of a community. And one of the things you want to do, you want people to see you as not a person who's always coming around to sell them all the time, but you want them to let you know that you are also engaged in the community and community concern. So, you know, Avon, as we well know, champion causes as such as breast cancer awareness as well as domestic violence. So, you know, you may want to participate in your local breast cancer walk, which takes place in October. You may wish to participate in something like a SPCA pet walk-a-thon. I know they have one here in Westchester, or your Relay for Life, or, you know, so you could show the community that you're doing something. And it would be great, you know, everybody has a cell phone, has a camera. It would be great to take a picture of your activity where everybody with their shirts, and then, you know, send it to your local newspaper with a little, you know, a little brief description of what the event that you had done. You know, we have a great fundraising package within our Avon, your Avon.com, your back office. You know, you may want to do a fundraiser for breast cancer and see how much money you as a representative, as a team can raise, and then, you know, and make a donation, and then, you know, again, you can do a little small press conference and present the organization, whether it's breast cancer, whether it's for a pet or for a shelter or whatever you want to do. But these are some of the niceties that you should do as a team. And you know, I gave you those books earlier, and I listed. And you know, even if you don't have a lot of people on your team, you know, you still should be following that book trail with each and every one of your team members. You should really train them at least six campaigns you know, going over each one of those pamphlets and making sure that you're, you know, that they're on point and that they have a clear understanding of their Avon business. And certainly when you, when you're first interviewing your prospective Avon representative, you know, you first start out with that "Say Hello to a New Tomorrow," and you start out, you know, with, you know, going page by page of that book, because that is actually the interviewing process. And even after the interview, I would still come back on the second meeting and still go over that book in more detail, and then again, then follow it up with the "Build a Beautiful Business." And if you have your person who's, again, who is recruiting more than one person, a campaign, 5 or 10 people, then you would do this as group sessions. The other thing I wanted to talk about is, you know, you always should always be there for your team members. You know, you should always be available to provide your team with advice. Your team, you should, your team members should feel that you are welcoming and that you hear their cries and their needs. And you should try to, you know, help them find the answer, guide them, because it's like they're like a, you know, they're young in their business, and so, you know, you being the senior person, they're looking up to you for leadership and guidance. So you should always be there for your team, because we always tell, as Maria said, you know, no one should suffer in silence. So you, you know, make sure that you let your team members know that you're always available and that they should not suffer in silence, and that they have a question, that they can always call you. And if you're not available to answer their question, then certainly they can call the district manager or some, another member of the team, or they can call the Avon hotline. Go to youravon.com under leadership and look up your team history. The Avon is, like, again, it's a very, very phenomenal, phenomenal company. If you go into youravon.com and you go under the leadership tab, you will see the history of your team. And what I do with that information, we place our orders in on Monday. Monday is the day in which we place our orders. And what I like to do, either Tuesday or Wednesday, I go into that little history on the right-hand side, the far right-hand side, there's a square box, and it will tell you how many people in your team who are going to have a birthday that within that time period. It'll tell you how many people on your team who are going to have an anniversary. It tells you how many people who have more than 150 award points. And I send everybody an e-card. Every 2 weeks, I send someone, members of my team, an e-card. And if you have someone in your team who is advancing, whether they're advancing in title or they got their first got their first recruit, one of the things you may want to do is send them an email, because they have an e-card for everything. E-card for your first recruit. E-card for advancing in title. And, you know, people feel good when they see these little things like this. And then when you see that one of the members of your team is not doing so well, they may have missed it on their order for whatever reason, you know, you can send them an e-card and say, you know, I see that you missed your order. Is there anything you need any help with? It's still not too late to place an order. You can still place your order today. Or if someone has not, if their order's on hold for whatever reason, you know, you can help them, talk with them, and find a solution to get their order quickly out of hold. So that little history thing is absolutely, again, phenomenal. And then what I do, I look at my genealogy and I look at each person and see where they're at. Now, you know, as everyone knows, Campaign 7 will end this campaign period. So you look at your row and look and see where people are in their ending cycle. If you have someone who's at 9,000 points, but this person's almost President's Club, you need to call that person, explain to them what are the benefits of being a member of the President's Club and how that will affect her business overall in terms of her earning potential and her ability to order items in the What's New book. You know, you may want to encourage her to them to work a little harder in campaign 7 so that she can close out the cycle with becoming a president's club. So you would like to do that with each and every person on your team. Look and see where they are, and then, you know, encourage them to do that. I don't think it's too late to participate in the double points, which is the fabulous a new eye cream. So, you know, you may want to encourage them to take one of those levels because that may be what they need just to get them over the top. So, you know, when you do this, you know, your team members say, wow, this person's really looking out after my best interest. And that will help motivate them more to do the work. So you definitely want to make sure you look in that, make that a point to look at that your leadership and your history on that far right side. And then the other thing I do, I call my members of my team just to say hello, to see what they're doing, how the Avon business, no pressure, just to let them know that I'm there, I care, and I'm, you know, just touching base with them. And I try to do this on the off week, the weeks that the orders are not due, and just to reach out with them. And then if I see that, that they're doing very, very well, I say, you know, have you thought about maybe recruiting people? These are some suggestions. I'm available if you want to go out and do prospecting. I also send texts to my people in my downline. I share information with them. I send them email blasts. And I also send the people on my team a newsletter once a month. And my newsletter is pretty much follows the track of my meetings. You know, you give a little information, a product knowledge, something to help them with their business, FYI, just to keep them, you know, keep them abreast and engaged in the Avon activities. So you always want to make sure you reach out and you touch each and every member of your Avon team. So, you know, and you do that again by, you know, constant communication. Every one form of communication doesn't work for everybody. That's why I do everything. I call, I text, I send emails, and the newsletter. Lead by example. You know, that's the name of the game. You have to lead by example. So you're a leader. You know, don't put something on your team that you yourself would not do. If you want to lead your Avon team, you must maintain your personal growth and activity. So you yourself as a leader have to keep abreast on reading books like Kawasaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Think and Grow Rich. You have to keep, you know, you have to constantly review your Avon website. I do it all the time. I always go and see what's new on my Avon website. I try very hard to attend every meeting. I listen to the AUL and above call. So this way I am knowledge, and I can pass that knowledge or have the knowledge available for the members of my team when they need it. So again, if you want to lead your Avon team, you must maintain your personal growth and activities. Management, do not manage your Avon team. Management is for employees. If someone has joined your Avon team, it is to break free, not to find a new boss. Yes, there are plenty of people who will not work at their business, but that is their problem. That, you know, they will come around, but you can't manage somebody else's business. You know, you can guide them, you can you know, provide them with all the tools that they need, but you should not be their boss. You know, be a friend. Be a friend to the people who are on your team. So with that, I want to talk a little bit about next week. Next week we have a fantastic speaker, and she's going to talk about customer care and customer service. And I think we're going to be really thrilled to have her on the call. And the week after that, the last Monday of the month, our speaker is going to be a person who's going to help us grow our business And in addition to being our person who will be on the call on the last Monday of the month, she will also going to provide us with a free workshop. And I'm so excited about that. So I hope that each and every one of you will mark your calendar. I believe that date is the 29th of March, which is the last Monday of the month, that she will be whatever the last Monday of the month, she will be our keynote speaker. And that Thursday, that following Thursday, she's doing a free workshop at the Riverfront Library in Yonkers. That's at 1 Larkin Plaza in Yonkers at 8:30 in the afternoon. So I hope that you, I mean, I'm sorry, 8:30 in the evening. So I hope that each and every one of you can join us. Tell the members of your downline, send them an email, text them, whatever you have to do. But it's a free workshop. This is an opportunity you don't want to miss. So with that, I hope everyone has a good week. And I hope to see you, each and every one of you, on the call next Monday. Make it happen. You know that next Monday is our orders are due. So I wish you much success with that. And until then, God bless. Take care, everyone.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.